I wish His Majesty's government, who by now ought to be in full possession of the facts regarding the quintessence of the Indian problem, would apply their mind to the real issue. Sir Stafford Cripps made it clear in his statement after the breakdown of the Shimla Conference on July 15, 1945, when he said there will be no agreement possible till the Pakistan issue is solved. When His Majesty's government and the Secretary of State for India, Lord Pethick Lawrence, boldly and frankly come out and expedite a permanent settlement on the basis of Pakistan, which is the major issue and the only solution of India's constitutional problem, the deadlock will resolve itself. I therefore earnestly commend to His Majesty's government to declare their resolute resignation to the establishment of Pakistan in India. Muslim India will never accept any method of framing the constitution of India by means of one constitution-making body for all India, in which the Muslims will be in a hopeless minority and the conclusions are foregone in such an assembly. Nor will they agree to any United India constitution, federal or otherwise, with one centre, in which, again, they will be in a hopeless minority and will be at the mercy of the perennial Hindu majority domination. Further, any attempt to set up a provisional government at the centre which would in any way prejudice or militate against the Pakistan demand will not be acceptable to us, as the thin end of the wedge as it is sought by Hindu India. If the Labour government wishes to prove its bona fides to give freedom to the peoples of the subcontinent, they must face the realities and the facts as they are. First, the Hindus and the Muslims are two major nations living in this subcontinent, and there are Muslim provinces and Hindu provinces. And it is high time that the British government apply their mind definitely to the division of India and the establishment of Pakistan and Hindustan, which means freedom for both, whereas a united India means slavery for Muslims and complete domination of the imperialistic caste, Hindu Raj, throughout the subcontinent. And this is what the Hindu Congress seeks to attain by constant threats to all and sundry. And this is what we are determined to resist with all that lies in our power.